Genesis 13, 14, and 15 says, "And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." If you want to get to know Jesus, you have to look at everything about him and take it all into account. In the Bible, we learn of his thoughts, his words, and his deeds. But how often do we think of Jesus as the landlord for the entire planet? Most of us have heard the words of Psalm 50, verse 10 many times, where God says, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills." That's true. It all belongs to God. The beast of the forest belong to him, but so does the forest. The cattle upon a thousand hills belong to him, but so do the hills. Of course, if you ask any believer if they believe the word of the world belongs to God, they'll say yes, of course. But there are many truths, especially about the Lord, that we see in the big picture, but we don't really think through and see it when applied consistently. For many years, I would look out on the hills of Kentucky across the Ohio River from my home, and I would admire them, but I rarely thought about how amazing their Maker must be. I don't ever remember consciously thinking of the fact that God owned those hills. I can still remember when, as a new believer, I looked out on those same hills and had the conscious thought, Jesus did that. Then later I had the full realization, Jesus owns that. I know on the surface what I'm talking about may seem basic or even trivial, but it's not. The environmentalist movement is one example of why this is so important. Before becoming a Christian, I supported the environmentalist movement. I didn't have a lot of money to give, but on a couple of occasions I donated or purchased things when proceeds would go to support Greenpeace or some other environmental movement. I think it was Sierra or something like that I remember supporting. But after becoming a Christian, I was shocked to find out that these environmentalists were, for the most part, hypocrites. And the politicians that served their agenda in Washington, D.C. were some of the worst polluters and had their fingers in big oil and other industries that are actually destroying the planet. I also took note of how godless the environmentalist movement was. It was mostly made up of atheists and agnostics and New Agers and occultists and various others who reject the God of the Bible and believe in the godless theory of macroevolution. I thought, Jesus is the creator. Jesus owns the entire planet. So that would explain why these so-called environmentalists who are actually destroying the planet are so anti-Christ in every other way. Then when I read Revelation 11:18, it made sense to me when it says, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and listen, shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth." I knew that if the rapture happened that very day, nearly all of the environmentalists I knew of and knew personally would be left behind. They would be destroyed by God, especially once they took the mark of the beast. And that is why the environmentalist movement is such a scam. These people don't really care about the land because they hate the landlord. Jesus is the landlord of planet Earth. There are many landlords who have ownership in the eyes of man, but the Lord of Lords is also the landlord over all landlords. Keep that in mind as you watch documentaries like Planet of the Humans, and as you see the lies and the hypocrisy of the so-called green politicians and green activists, and you'll understand the reality of what you're seeing when you see them being so godless. Jesus is Lord. He is the ultimate landlord, and those who despise Jesus also, in reality, despise his creation and hate the very land that they pretend to be protecting.